What is
What?
up, everybody?
Hey,
I'm everybody.
can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm here.
You're here?
Awesome.
You can hear
I'm
me?
here. I can
Oh
hear
my
you.
God. I can hear
And
you.
there's no delay.
There's no delay, I don't think.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
All right, I can hear you fine.
Great, perfect.
Yep. So we can hear each other. Now let's start the fucking show, Marcus. You fucking ruined my introduction.
Did you start like a whole
Had a whole
introduction in
introduction plan, Marcus. What the fuck, man?
drama. Drama's good for a
It
show.
is. I like drama. Next, we'll fight on the parking lot. We'll fight in the parking lot about Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Oh, that sounds good. I hate
That's
coffee.
right. That's why. We'll fight over it because I don't drink coffee either. So we'll fight over it.
Well, how do we fight if we agree?
You know what, Marcus? Come on. Can't you just agree to disagree?
I think that's what I was
Marcus, I
doing.
can't stand you, but we gotta get on with the show.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, I'm a little sick tonight, but that's all right. I'm dying slowly. I might not be here in a couple of months, but I'm dying. It's okay. But welcome to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. It's like the most important meal of the day, serving up Gary's way. Yeah. I'm your host, Chris Scavoli, the most important guy in the world. You know, the favorite white boy that everybody loves and demises and wants to kill on a daily basis. But it's all right. I'm here. I'm still alive. We have an exciting guest here today. I know you already heard his voice because he just butted into my introduction. I had a whole sing, like a High School Musical sing along ready to go. But Marcus, you know what, Marcus? Had to ruin it. Had to ruin
No,
it.
do it. I want to
No. We'll save it for round two, Marcus. We'll save it. Save
okay.
it.
As long as I don't get to miss your beautiful voice.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you. But we have Marcus here. He cast plays as Maul, and he also cast plays as something else that I do not know. He told me about it. I didn't know what that was. But he'll talk about it on the show. And then I think we have his boyfriend Lewis here today, or he ran into the kitchen and made a salad or something. But I don't
Yeah.
know if he's there. Are you there, Lewis, too?
I don't think he can hear you. He's still in the
Oh, he's still in the kitchen. Oh, fuck Louis. See, I told Louis was in the kitchen. But anyway, we have Marcus. He's the most important guy here today. So, Marcus, how are you?
I'm great. I'm doing really good. Having a good weekend. Went for a run yesterday. Nearly killed me, but I'm recovering.
That's good. See, if I run, I don't stop. So I'll be like Whitney. That's not. Don't stop. You know, that's not Whitney Houston. That's Michael Jackson. I think, don't stop. Yeah, that's Michael Jackson. Okay. All right. But
Okay.
that's good. How's everything? How's Corona by you guys? Are you guys staying safe and not dying?
Yeah, we're staying safe. We're not dying. Everybody's healthy over here. Everybody who I'm in quarantining with in my circle is healthy, so that's good.
Oh, that's good. So, Marcus, I know you cast play as Darth Maul for the Kenan show or the movie that's coming out with Alpha. Some people might not know it, some people may not have seen it. So tell us a little about that.
Okay, so it's called Doom,
Oh,
and
Dune.
Kiefer, Doom. It's focusing on Kanan, and my part is Maul, and it's going to be some flashbacks with him in there. I'm not going to give away too much, but there's going to be some lightsaber battling and flashbacks and stuff like that. And it's mainly about Kanan, though. It's about I think it's like a take on like what Kanan's going through beyond that, and he's flashing back to the fight he had with Maul when Maul takes his eyes away from him. So that's my point.
That's my part where I take his eyes away, so it'll be like Helen Keller. Yeah, right on, Marcus.
And then he pushes me off a temple ledge.
And then he gets killed by Obi-Wan. That's it. But so
Like
when did
to say, I don't get killed by Obi-Wan. I get to the Force, you know.
Yeah, that's what they
I'm
all
not a
say.
Sith anymore, so
But I would love if like Star Wars did like I like the Clone Wars Maul I love. Like the movie Maul, he's all right, but I like the Clone Wars Maul for some reason. But I wish they could bring him back.
bring him back like again.
No, not like again, like Boba Fett. like again, you know, like they're bringing back Boba Fett, like he died like 8 times, or like
Yeah.
Palpatine like died four like 45 times, fell down an elevator shaft and still alive. Don't know how that happened, but it's okay. Don't know, but I wish they could bring him back like through the Force. You know what I mean? Like
I'd be down with
he'll be the next like a Force ghost to like the next Sith Lord, because we don't know who the next Sith Lord is, you know?
Yeah, that would be dreaming. I mean, that'd be cool. Like, if there's some kind of like clone of his body that he can go back into. I don't know. That's reaching, but
I
it's
know.
possible.
It's possible. With Star Wars, anyone's still alive. You know, I could still be alive in the universe. You know, I died in episode one. You know, you saw me fell down an elevator shaft, you know, but then I came back. Then you'll see, then you'll find out in The Mandalorian season two that I am Baby Yoda's father, you know? Spoiler alert, guys.
I heard about that.
I know everybody's like hinting at that. Like, where's this white guy at? Where like he's Baby Yoda's father. Where he at, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a resemblance, so you got that going.
Thank you, Marcus. See, at least someone sees it. At least someone sees it.
I do. It's the eyes. It's all in the eyes.
Thank you, Marcus. See motherfuckers out there, all the haters. Listen to what Marcus is saying. Listen to the haters. But Marcus,
Okay.
so when did you start cosplaying?
I started, shoot, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. I would say, shoot, I'm horrible with like timelines of my own life. But I mean, my life journey with cosplaying started with Saber Guild. I'm one of the original members. My Saber Guild number is 007, which I'm very
Proud
proud
of.
of. So I was like the seventh official member of Saber Guild. So I don't know, that could be like what, 10 years ago, something like that. And I was more interested in like, you know, twirling my lightsaber, learning how to do lightsaber battles, and then we started doing the live stage performances, which is that's what brought me into the cosplay aspect of it, dressing up as a Jedi. And I've been a Jedi for most of my cosplay life. And just recently now I'm doing a, you know, Darth Maul Sith journey, becoming a Sith, not becoming a Sith, or, you know, rejecting the Sith and then being his own entity. So Darth Maul is actually like my second cosplay, which is, I guess, crazy if you think in cosplay for like over 10 years. But yeah,
Okay, so you've been around.
that's my beginning.
That's good.
I've
So
been
what
around.
was your Jedi name when you were a Jedi?
My Jedi name is Manix Inuri. So, like in Saber Guild, we create our own Jedi characters. So, mine was Manix Inuri, and I'm a Jedi Master, and I have a whole backstory. And so, we just play these characters in different shows for charities, for kids, and you know, different things like that.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
I
It's fun because we get to play with our
Yeah,
lightsabers.
so you know how to battle with the lightsaber. So you know how to use the lightsaber.
Yes, I'm very proficient in the skills of
Oh, so
lightsabering.
if I face you in a lightsaber duel, who would really win?
I
I
would
know you
win.
wouldn't.
I would win. Yeah, it'd kind of be like, you know,
No, I don't think you would
couple
win
of
that.
strikes. It's done.
It's chop your half body off like Maul.
Yeah.
Now, how do you
So
say
are you proficient with a lightsaber?
no?
You got some skills? Oh, okay.
But I use my but I use my what do I use? I use my what do you call that? Oh, the remote, like the remote to your TV, and I start just going pew, pew, choo, choo. You will not have the high ground, Anakin. And I start like fucking it up, you know. Should see my twirls.
Yes. You've taken your first steps into a larger world.
Thank you. See, I feel like I'm Anakin, and I just battle like the Sith, because Anakin should have never joined the Sith, but it's okay because we still love him and adore him. It's okay.
He redeems himself. That's okay.
Yeah, he does. He does. But he's at old age. I want young Anakin still. Like, ugh, I don't want an old wrinkly man that scared me when he came out of the mask.
I want to see more young Vader. How about that? That's what I want to see. I fully enjoyed his just massacring those rebels in the hallway,
Oh,
and
that's what you liked. That's what you like, terrorists. Wow.
yeah, that was excellent.
But I
Need more of
think
that.
But I think they're coming out, like, I feel like Disney's going to come out with every possibility that there is. But I would like to see a Vader, like,
Yeah.
everything they're coming out with. They're going to come out with a Baby Yoda spinoff show with Yoda Baby. Like, they're just going to name it different. Like, they're coming out with
Wild.
everything, you know?
I think the baby Yoda is going to be the new Sith,
I
Lord.
would kill you and Disney at the same time. No way is my baby gonna be the Sith Lord. He's a like he already knows the chokehold. He already knows like he already choked Cara Dune. So Dune.
That's my point. That's my point, right? Proving my point.
But he,
He's got the dark side in, I can
oh my
tell.
baby. No, if he does go to the dark, I'll be really upset. Like I don't think I'll watch Star Wars ever again. Like that bit.
If Rey, Rey is the representation of the light side of the Force right now. The only other strong Force user that we know of is
Yeah,
the
and
child.
Ahsoka,
So,
you know, Ahsoka's still out there. I
oh, is
think she's
she?
still
You think
out there, my
so?
little baby.
You
She's
think?
sitting right next to me, my little galaxy. Yeah, it's Ahsoka. We love you. Sit down. Don't get excited. Okay.
So good. Yeah, I love Ahsoka. She's
She
an
is.
awesome character,
She doesn't get enough
definitely.
credit for what she is, though. She doesn't get enough credit.
I know, but if you just look at her full story, it's just amazing. Like her whole journey. I like how she walked away from the Jedi. Like, I love all
Yeah,
that. Love
and you
all that.
joined me at a hotel, and me and you just loved each other. That's how.
Is that is she the
She
mother of
could
the
be,
child? Is that
she
what
could
you're
be.
telling
You
me?
know, in my days, you know, I did a couple rope twirls. You know, I slipped the rope to some people. You know,
The
hey, come on,
rope?
Marcus, you got
Okay,
to get
I'm not
that,
sure what
Marcus. Come
that
on, you're not that old.
is. I'm pretty old, but I don't get
Oh,
it.
Marcus. But before we cut the break, Marcus, can you tell us when the Doom movie will be out, or you know nothing because due to Corona, everything died?
Exactly. I know nothing. We haven't even re-begun shooting since the corona started, so there's definitely talk about restarting, but there hasn't been any definite dates of when we're going to start shooting again. So I don't know.
Thanks for that update. That was a nice update. Thank you,
You're welcome.
Marcus. So like now I could stay tuned in my bedroom and not do anything with my life for the next couple months. Thanks, Marcus.
You haven't already, you're just going to have to interview
There you go,
Kiefer,
Kiefer.
find that out. Yeah.
I don't know who Kiefer is, but Kiefer, you hear me? I'm fucking interviewing Kiefer. Interviewing you. Called it.
Do it.
Called it. But guys, we gotta cut the break. We've been having so much fun with Marcus. And we like Marcus, you know. Lewis is in the kitchen still. I think he committed suicide in there. He didn't want to be on the show. I think Marcus, for this 5 minutes, you should go check on Lewis for me, please. See if he's okay.
I think he's just being a diva. He wants his own
Oh
show. He
yeah.
wants his own
Lewis, you
set.
can't have your own show. I will not allow it. Will not allow that. But guys, thank you for joining us for the first half of the Scavoli show. Marcus, you get 5 minute break, and then you're gonna answer some Star Wars questions that you're really not excited for. There you go. I
I can
believe in
do
you.
I'm excited. I'm one with the Force, and the Force is.
Me.
So,
There you go.
yeah.
There you go, Marcus. Almost halfway there. But we'll be right back with Marcus, Maul Cosplay, and your favorite white boy. We'll see you soon. Bye. What is up, everybody? We are back to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. And I know, like, we know Marcus like killed my introduction for the first round, you know. But this time he's not. You know, he's
Fair enough.
here. He's not, because
No.
this is my show, and I get the stardom that I deserve, Marcus. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you for agreeing. Thank you. But welcome back to the Scavoli Show. I'm your favorite white boy, Chris Scavoli, and I'm here with the amazing, talented lightsaber duelist Marcus. Are you there, Marcus?
I am here, and
Thank
I'm
you,
not
Marcus.
interrupting, so
Have you found Lewis? Is
yeah.
Lewis all right?
He's fine.
Oh,
He's
what's he
making
making?
food.
Fajitas?
I don't know, but it's
Ooh,
something noisy.
not fajitas. What about quesadillas?
No, we don't do cheese. We're
But
vegan.
you have vegan cheese.
That's true. That's true. It's
Really?
actually good.
Oh.
Yeah, it
All
is. It's
right.
really good.
Enough.
When I first became vegan, the cheese was awful, but now
That's
it's
why I got
much
used
better.
to it a couple times.
No, it's different. It's better.
There
They're
you
just
go.
doing it
Proud of
better.
you, Marcus. Staying healthy and staying in shape. That's what it's about.
That's
Not
what
for
it's
me,
about.
though. Eating chips and quesadillas are my specialty.
Yeah, you're young, you can afford it.
That catches up to me at the end when I'm 50 and alone and afraid, you know?
And you'll become
At
vegan like the
50.
rest of
But
Yeah.
Marcus, are you ready for my hard Star Wars questions?
Let's
So we
do it.
know
Let's
that
do it.
you cosplay as Maul and the Saber Gill. You put on shows as a Jedi, but then you decided to take a path to the dark side, like some people I know. So who are your
Yes.
top three favorite characters in Star Wars? They can be anyone. They could be the guy who sits on the toilet bowl and just does nothing for the whole movie, you know?
Yeah, but no, that's not my favorite. My favorite would have to be Master Yoda. Yoda is my all-time favorite. I just love his wisdom and his guidance. He's the Mr. Miyagi of Star Wars, and I love that. And second would have to be Kit Fisto. Love Kit Fisto. His personality as a Jedi is just, he's serious, but he's fun, smiles a lot, and he's got cool tentacles. Third would have to be Darth Maul. Definitely Darth Maul. The dark side in the Darth Maul. I love his journey and his journey into insanity and back out and redemption and, becoming a boss himself. I love
No,
it.
Darth
Yeah, those are
Maul.
my three.
So with Darth Maul,
Yeah.
do you think when he stopped, when he hit, because he hated Sidious, he hated Palpatine so much with a passion. Do you think he actually, and when you watch Rebels, do you see like a little good in him, or you see all evil in Darth Maul?
No, I don't see evil, all evil in him. I definitely see, I don't know if I'd call it good, but he definitely has like an open perspective on the two sides of the Force and he's definitely embittered by what Sidious and what the dark side did to him and how they treated him. But yeah, he's definitely got, full, I think, a good grasp and perspective of both sides of the Force and what's happening there.
That's a
So,
good answer. Look at you doing good answers. Good
yeah.
job, Marcus.
I'm all about
You are.
philosophy.
Good job.
The philosophy of the
There you
Force.
go. You're gonna definitely get some vegan cheese tonight. You definitely deserve it. Definitely deserve it. Good for you, Marcus. Good for you. There
Vegan
you
ice cream.
go.
Yeah.
Have some ice cream with that cheese, Go for
Right.
it. But with How can you? So, what are your top three? Because I usually do top one, but I'm going to switch it on at you. So, what is your top three favorite Star Wars movies or shows? You could do shows with the movies.
Okay. Favorite shows or movie? Well, movies, it would have to be a Return of the Jedi. And there's no real deep meaning behind that one. It's just I love the Ewoks, and I was pretty young when I first saw that. So with me, I connected with the Ewoks and the Moon of Endor and everything that happened there. So that's why I love Return of the Jedi. Clone Wars,
Love Clone Wars.
amazing animated series. I love the animated series. The whole thing is just epic. Dave Filoni is an amazing person who understands Star Wars, I think, better than anyone else besides Lucas, of course. And let's see, third would have to be Rebels. Love the Rebels animated
I
series.
think we all love
Yeah.
the animated
I mean,
series. Like they have so much depth and like meaning to the series.
yeah, you get so much backstory in both the Clone Wars animated and
You
Rebels
do,
animated.
and then,
I mean, but Mandalorian is
yeah, Mandalorian.
The new Mandalorian show is definitely it's a close runner. It's a close runner up to third, but I would have to go with Rebels because, yeah,
Yeah,
it's Rebels.
we have Ezra, we got Kanan, we got Maul, we got Chris, we got me, we got Marcus in it,
Ahsoka.
Ahsoka, my baby.
Ahsoka's in there.
Well, I watched Rebels before Clone Wars, so I already knew. Like, I was like, I
Oh.
already knew she was alive, people. I already knew. I didn't have to watch Clone Wars. I watched Rebels. Yeah, I said it. I did
You
that.
said it out of order. That's all.
It
That's
is.
okay.
It's all right. We accept me for who I am. You know, we accept me. So, what was I going to ask? I had something like. An awesome question. Then I got a text message, and I had to read the text message. But anyway, fuck the text message. You know. So,
So professional.
have you watched The Rise of Skywalker? Okay.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. I've watched The
So
Rise
in The
of
Rise of
Skywalker.
Skywalker, I'm not going to ask you if Ahsoka is alive in The Rise of Skywalker, because then I think people are tired of hearing my theories. You know, people are tired. So I'm not going to do it this time with you,
Okay.
Marcus. So you go
All
back
right.
and you see, if you look on Google, you see the ghost in The Rise of Skywalker, Hera's ship. We don't know who's driving it. We don't know who's that. We definitely see the Mandalorian spacecraft in there. If you look it up on Google, you see it. So you hear all the Jedi. You know, you hear Kanan, you hear Ezra. I don't know if you hear Ezra. I don't know if you hear Ezra. I would have to look that more in depth. But I know you hear Kenobi, you hear Windu, you hear Yoder, you hear Onigan, you hear Ahsoka. So out of those people, so if you hear Ahsoka, what do you think she is? Do you think she is dead or she is alive? I'll just ask you that.
I think she's Force Ghost in that, definitely. I think that's what that is.
So you think she's dead?
Yeah. I think she's released herself to the Force. Definitely.
See, I wish I can go into my conspiracy, but you know, people.
Do
I
it.
know, right? Fuck it, you know.
Just give me, I don't know what it is. I don't know what your
Oh,
theory
you're
is, so
right. So
just give me a quick
I can give
rundown.
you a quick rundown. Okay. So you don't think she's alive, but we all know, like Dave Filoni has said, you don't have to be dead to be like a force ghost, to be in the force. You know, just like
Okay.
in what movie was that? Was it Return of the not Return of the Jedi, The Last Jedi, or then no, I think it was in The Last Jedi where Luke like was facing Kylo, and Luke wasn't even there. You
Right.
know, Luke was in the Force, and he just mind fucked Kylo into
Yeah.
thinking. I don't know which. I think that was The Last Jedi, I think.
Last set
Yeah.
yeah.
So he wasn't dead, you know, he was still a bit alive. Then he released himself into the force for some reason. Don't know why. But he was not gonna die though. He wasn't gonna die, you know what I mean? Like
Yeah,
his time wasn't really
that's
up.
definitely possible.
So it's definitely
Good
so it
point.
definitely is possible for so we've seen it. We've seen that happen. We've seen the force healing with Rey. Anakin could just force heal Padme, but you know, we don't know how to do that in Star Wars. We don't know how to do that. Just so we all know, we don't know how to survive. We don't know how to force heal people, but okay. So just say, like, we all know, we watched Rebels. Like you said, Ahsoka's in it. And I said Ahsoka's in it. She's in Rebels. She survives Rebels. So we all know she survives at the end of Rebels because I feel like the end of Rebels is a new beginning. I feel like, like Vader's gone, like everything is gone in the galaxy. Now on to the next chapter in Star Wars, where it's I think the Galactic Empire. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I don't know if that's real. But we see in The Mandalorian, who is that guy? Who plays the Darksaber guy? Him.
I'm not good with names. Yeah, that, yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't, oh, oh, Moff Gideon. Moff Gideon. There we go. So Moff
Moff Gideon.
Gideon is part. So he's been around. We all know Mando knows who he is, and they want the child. So we all know that Moff Gideon is there, and he has rumored that he has fight scenes and stuff like that. He's broken numerous Darksabers. So that's what he said in the interview with someone. So we also have rumors that Ahsoka will be in it. We have rumors that I'm going to be in it. That is true that I'm going to be in it, with Baby Yoda, you know, just so you know. We have rumors all over the place. So Ahsoka will be in one of these episodes. We don't know which episode. We don't know what she's doing. We all know that She has a lightsaber duel with someone. Someone has rumored that on their YouTube channel.
Okay.
So she, so
Exciting.
we all know she's going to be in it. We all know it hasn't been announced, but we all know, we all have a hint. I think you have a hint too that she's going to be in it.
Yeah, I got a
You
hint.
got a hint. We all have a hint, So she's in The Mandalorian, so then she gets a live action, which she's rumored to have also, a live action series, and then she'll be in the Kenobi series, maybe it's a Force Ghost, and people are supposed to be Force Ghosts like Anakin, Darth Vader, and that and shit like that. So she's in Mandalorian season two, and she walks away after that, because I don't think she's gonna take Baby Yoda, because Baby Yoda is the whole Mandalorian show. If someone tells me not, then I punch them in the throat. Because if the Mandalorian did not have Baby Yoda, please, Disney, you would be not making millions, and I would not have millions of Baby Yoda merchandise in my room right now with Ahsoka. Just so y'all know. Just so y'all know. So we all know that. So she's not gonna, I don't think she will take the baby. I think she'll know. I think she'll go up to the baby and like, who the fuck are you? Like, I've heard about you. Like, she'll know I heard about you and stuff like that. I guarantee you she knows who Baby Yoda is.
Well, maybe she'll start training or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll see her training him, but I don't think she'll physically like say peace out, bitches. Like she, I don't think she will. I wish, because that's the right person to train Baby Yoda, because there's no other person left to train him really, as we know of. So she's alive in that time frame, and then you have, which is the first movie, the last. Of the Rise of Skywalker saga. It goes the Rise of Skywalker. Oh, The Force Awakens. Okay. I forgot. The Force Awakens. That takes 25 years after The Mandalorian, before The Mandalorian. So we don't know what the time jump of Mandalorian season two is. So we don't know how old Baby Yoda is. He could be 100, he could be 200. He could start having legs, you know. He could start having a cane like Yoda has. So we don't know that. So we have Ahsoka that's in season two, rumored. So she gets in season two. She has a live action. So what happens in the live action? She gets maybe a season to finish out her journey, and then the series cuts. You know, it just, she doesn't die. We just doesn't know that. Like, I don't think they'll finish her story like that. I don't think they'll kill her off. Me personally, I don't think Ahsoka is dead, because she, like you said, Rey is the light side of the Force user now. But I feel like Ahsoka is the light side of the Force, because you see in the Clone Wars the Mortis arc, the sister of the Mortis arc. I don't know what the light side of the sister is. Ahsoka, you know?
You think?
Oh, I
No.
definitely think, because she went into the body.
Maybe.
She went into the body, and then we have little bird Morai that never popped up anywhere. You know, he never started showing up. Just when Ahsoka is around, like in Rebels, we've seen Morai. At the end of Clone Wars, we see a little bird squawking up there. So he is around when Ahsoka is. You know that the bird is a symbol of Ahsoka. That bird is everything. Morai is the key to the light side of the Force with
Okay.
Ahsoka. So my theory is Ahsoka is still out there, because she has to be. There's no way they're gonna kill her off, or they're just gonna throw her down an elevator shaft like Palpatine eight times, and she's not gonna come back. You know, like no one knows. I hope not either, like fucking Palpatine.
I don't think so. I think she'll have like a pretty good cameo in The Mandalorian. I don't know how deep they're gonna go with her in throughout the storyline of The Mandalorian, but I don't think they'll kill her off, of course. Like, I don't
But
know.
see, this is all.
I get, I mean.
Also, too, Marcus, we all have to realize something too. Like, people are talking about rumors. We're all spoiling this for the show. We know Kenobi's going to come out with Hayden Christensen. Oh my God. But what are they creating in 2023? What are they creating in 2026? You know, they're having these creators do different movies and different things. Like, what are these movies? You know, like, why is no one worried about the movies? Why, like, we should be worrying about in the Rise of Skywalker. We hear Ahsoka's voice, we see the Mandalorian craft, we see the ghost, So we see all these things that are in the movies, and we're just sitting there like, oh my God, that's so amazing. But no one is like talking about these things, you know? Everybody's like, okay, the rumors, Mandalorian season two, we got it. We got the Bad Batch series, we called it. We're calling the Clone Wars or Rebels the other show that they're gonna have of Rebels coming out, I think, soon. Like, we're worried about those shows, okay. But we also have these three movies that we all know that Ahsoka is alive. We all know that Baby Yoda is still alive. The Mandalorian. We all know in this universe, like, things are coming. Like, the movies are leading up to something other than, you know, then they have the Lego Star Wars Skywalker saga that's going to come out. And that's placed after, you know, that's placed after the Rise of Skywalker movie. So now we're getting Lego, a Lego show or movie after the Rise of Skywalker.
Really?
Yeah. And then Rey supposedly goes back in time and sees everything, you know, like sees in Lego form. But I would love to see that in a fucking live action, not live action, but like a Star Wars movie or an animated movie. Like, I wouldn't want to see that in Legos.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. Like, if
I
you're.
mean, I'm a Lego. I love Legos, but the Lego Star Wars stuff is a. It's just a little too lighthearted, I think.
Yeah, and it's a little, and it jokes, you know, it like jokes
Yeah,
around
exactly.
with it, you know, like if you're gonna do a movie of Legos, oh, that's great. I don't care you're doing Legos of Star Wars. I'll watch it anyway. But do it like have a Christmas special. It's a Christmas special of like something else, you know. Have like Chris Cavalli reading a bedtime story to Baby Yoda, you know, like have that. You know, don't have Rey going back in time and seeing everybody fight and like knowing like, oh, that's Darth Vader. Oh, I never met him before, but hi Darth Vader, hi Anakin, hi
Yeah.
Obi-Wan, hi Darth Maul. Like, don't do that. Like, what is it going to be really about? Like, I can't wait for it because I want to see what they do, but it's like a mockery of that. Like, it's like going to be a mock.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. Yeah,
So
definitely they shouldn't put any serious Star Wars plot points in Lego, hopefully.
we'll find out eventually. But with Ahsoka, going back to Ahsoka, I feel like she is alive because she's the light side of the Force. And she's out there somewhere. I don't think she's going to die of old age or anything because the World of Worlds, if you watch that episode, you're going back in time and stuff like that. So she can be making herself younger. I know it's like, well, like that's deep what you're saying, what I'm saying, but it's so true. Because Dave Filoni has teased that like she's alive out there. Like, people thought I was dead too. Like, she's out there, and they like she really is out there. Like, we're all saying that she's not. We're all saying that she has to pass. But I feel like she's gotta be out there. And I can't wait to see what they do. I hope she doesn't die. If she does die, like, I'm gonna be sad. But also
Yeah.
have a good finish, you know? Make her go out like a fucking bad bitch or a hero, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously she will. I think so.
I think so
Like,
too.
how can they not
But you know,
like
fucking
that?
Star
Yeah.
Wars. Star Wars fucks up shit.
That's true. It does happen.
It
But you
does.
know, we take what we can get, right? You just gotta love it for what it
You
is.
do. But do you understand what I'm saying to you though, Marcus?
I
Do
do.
you see what.
I get you. I get you. It's I for me, I think you're reaching because your love for Ahsoka is just so, but you know. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think you know she's gonna have a nice conclusion to her story. I don't know about her being, you know, the light side
Wow.
of the Force
Marcus,
and
when she
the bad.
becomes the light side of the Force, I'm gonna call you and curse you out, okay? I'm gonna say I told you so, just so you
Okay.
know, Marcus.
I'm
Oh, I'm waiting
waiting.
for that
I'm
day
waiting.
too. And then when in the movies and she becomes the movies and she's not old at all, I'm gonna say, y'all can suck it. I told you. I told you. All my theories came true. I didn't make these stuff on rumors. I always called that she was alive in The Rise of Skywalker. You people thought she died. I'm still here and you lose. And I do my dance.
Sounds like good time. Good
See, good times,
times.
right?
Yeah,
But Marcus, so
yeah.
you think she's dead?
Hey, if it doesn't happen, I do. Yeah, I do.
And
I do.
if it doesn't
Sorry.
happen, we can all just go to California together and just n not talk about this no more.
We'll just forget you ever said anything about
There you
it.
go.
I mean, we could always make a what if fan film for you. We
Oh
could
my
do
God, we definitely could. Can I be Baby Yoda's father in this one though? Dang it.
definitely, of
Yes.
course. Who else would Baby Yoda's or the child,
The
right? The
child.
child, his
His name is
father.
the child, not Baby Yoda, but we all know he has a name, but they don't want to announce it yet. Okay, we understand. We understand. But Marcus, we gotta close the show. I know, don't
No.
cry, don't cry. I know we're having so much fun talking about theories and mall and vegan cheese and vegan ice cream,
Yeah.
but where can
All the good
everybody
stuff.
find you on social media?
I am Marcus Plus One on Instagram, so right there.
That's
And
it.
I'm also Cosplayer Makers on Instagram.
There you go. Follow him. He does amazing work. I can't wait to see the Doom show or the movie, whatever they have coming out. I'm so excited for everything you do, Marcus. I'll be here supporting you and your vegan cheese through the half of the way, okay?
Thank you. I'm supporting you as well. Love
Oh,
the
thank
show.
you. Thank you. And if you know any music stars that want to collab with a music tech major, please let me know. All right, Marcus?
Okay. I'll keep my feelers out there for you.
There you go. Keep it intact, man. You can follow me on Chris underscore Scavoli on Instagram at the Scavoli Show on Instagram and on Twitter. And for your old wrinkly motherfuckers that don't know how to use all those internets, you could add me on Facebook as a friend. I'll accept anybody. But just don't send me like cougar pics of you. Like you want us like some women have been out there sending me cougar pics, and I don't want to see that.
What's
Like
your MySpace? We could do that.
I don't want to see that on my. They asked me, do you want to see something, baby? I was like, no, I don't want to see you and your old wrinkly self. Do not want to see it. Do not want
Hey,
to see it.
cougars need love too.
They do, but not towards Scavoli. I'll show you other love, but not that kind of love, cougars. If you want to give me money, you want to be my sugar mama, you definitely can. I'm definitely open to, but like, I'm not showing you any of my body parts. I'll show you my toe. That's how I'll show you. I'll show you my toe. I know, disappointment. But Marcus, thank you for so much for coming on. Appreciate you. Much love to you. Hang on, because I will definitely call you after this. And you guys are listening to the Scavoli Show. We love you. Get your dog spayed or neutered. Wash your bowls because Corona's out there. You gotta scrub those things because we don't know what you've been sticking it into. Wash your coochies because girls, we all know that you've been doing something. And that's it. Have a great night, guys. Be safe. Don't die. And so everybody's starting school soon because I'm starting tomorrow. Good luck. Good luck, and may the force be with you. And I have the high ground. We love you. Bye, Marcus. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Bye.